Whichever coffee you want, Mojo Espresso is the double shot you need. It's your caffeine-inspired shot of inspiration and perspective, made organically to help you on your journey, with the goal to win the morning and win the day. Okay, so this month we're talking about arguably the most important theme we may ever tackle here on Mojo Espresso, and that is quite simply making sense of our life story. But more importantly, how tapping into compassion and self-compassion can fundamentally change your life story and change your life. We all crave the courage to be authentic, yeah, and live a life true to ourselves. But we can only do this if we truly own our story and make sense of it, yeah, this time written by our inner fan, not our inner critic. And then we can find the words and mantras and memories that reminds us of who we are at our best, and then use that as a launching pad for believing we're worthy, yeah, of love and connection and belonging. And with that need for attachment being met, we can then write our next chapter, yeah, and live an authentic life. But most of us go through life and never consciously think about our life as a story, yeah, with different chapters and relationships and memories and experiences, and maybe also a beginning and a middle and an end point. Yeah, and you can check our previous episode on the hero's journey to know more about this. But the reality is, our life story is not our life. Yeah, it's just our story. And we're the authors of it. Yeah, we literally are the stories we tell ourselves about ourselves. And given stories are also how we make meaning out of this crazy world, we need to get much better at it and understanding our life story and how our version of events has shaped not only our belief system, but also our sense of humanity. Because here's the thing, it's not what happens to us in life that matters, but rather our interpretation of what happens to us in life that matters. It's the story, the narrative, that's what's important here. Two people can have the exact same experience, but for two very different versions or stories. Yeah, one may be bitter and angry or in denial, you know, always looking backwards and kind of creating this post-traumatic stress, while the other one is kind of curious and positive and optimistic and kind of uses the experience as a foundation for creating what we call post-traumatic growth. How we respond depends on our interpretation, so we need to choose our stories carefully. In Andre Agassi's book Open, he describes beautifully how the first part of his life was completely on autopilot, yeah, and he just didn't know who he was. And while he was successful in the eyes of others, he was miserable in and of himself. His transformation and healing occurred only when he was able to make sense of his story, yeah, who he was, and let go of who he wasn't. Just about every client I've ever sat down with, funnily enough, says to me, I don't have a story, yeah, or my story isn't really that interesting. And then through self-reflection and questions and patience and compassion, they suddenly realize that all they've got is stories. They're nothing but stories. And that's kind of shaped who they are. And those stories are really, really, really important. But the thing is, where do you go to make sense of your life story? Yeah, where do you go to put things in context to find that inner self-confidence and let go of the unhelpful stories that we believe are true but are actually holding us back? Because there's no such thing as human being school where you can learn to be a good human. Yeah, and because it's not a subject taught in the education system, we therefore default to focusing on the human doing, not the human being, not realizing that we've actually got the power to decide, yeah, to choose the human we want to be. And now for a short break while I make myself a coffee. If you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, gee, I wish my team at work knew about these principles, head to the Mojo Crow website to explore our Mojo for Work program. Now, where was I? One of the main challenges when we do make a start in making sense of our life story is we're both the narrator and the main character. So it's bloody hard as emotional beings to try and be objective and not take things personally or negatively about ourselves. And because of our negativity bias inbuilt to protect us, so often the stories we tell ourselves about ourselves are also negative. And only the constant presence of unconditional love and the possibility of a more positive future keeps us balanced, yeah, and unbiased in our internal storytelling. But what if we were actually trained in both creating and understanding our life story? Yeah, what if through compassionate inquiry and objective judgment and a playful approach, We could let go of all the shame stories which have plagued our version of events and our belief system for so long. Yeah, we're not denying that events took place in our lives. That shit happened. We're just separating our self-worth from those events so they lose their power over us. Yeah, we may still remember it was bad, but we no longer say, I am bad. And what if we could find a balance in our life story for the two needs of attachment and authenticity so that we knew we were both worthy of love and belonging and, well, attachment, and at the same time, worthy of living a life true to ourselves rather than the expectations of others. Yeah. And what if you made a conscious choice right now and decide, maybe for the first time ever, to have a crack at making sense of yours? Yeah. To let go of the not enoughness stories and find your bliss. Kind of reminds me of Eminem's words. Yeah. If you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or would you just let it slip? The problem for most of us is, sadly, while we learn external storytelling through reading or movies or campfires or religion, we never learn to go internal and make sense of our own life story. And I'm hoping moving forward this will change. Without the skills or training of curious or playful, compassionate inquiry, most of us don't want to make sense of our life story because we're afraid of what we might find. And rather than acknowledging, accepting, forgiving, and reframing or letting go, we instead put a mask on, yeah, or put an armor on, and we go external rather than internal, constantly overcompensating or rationalizing or selling ourselves short, where our not enoughness story constantly shows up in different costumes along the way. The really, really, really courageous ones that actually find themselves always go internal rather than external, yeah? Now, one of the reasons our life story is so important is because our belief system gets shaped by it, yeah? And while some of our beliefs are self-affirming, many are self-limiting. In the same way that our life story is not our life, it's just our story, our belief system is not necessarily the truth, but merely a thought, yeah, or a belief. And if they're self-limiting, they can be called out for what they are. Simply a thought or belief, not necessarily the truth. Shit happens to us in life and we believe a certain thing, good or bad, right or wrong, about our world or our place in the world. Unfortunately, because of our negative bias, our beliefs can be self-limiting more than self-affirming. In the words of Dr. Gabor Mate, the goal is to take this self-limiting belief off the nonfiction shelf and let go of the certainty that this belief is actually true. Acknowledging that a lot of our beliefs were developed purely by our brain's deliberate programming before we could even talk and which we had no say in the matter can actually be a great liberation for people. Basically, it's not our fault we have these not enough stories. It's just the way we were wired. So relabeling them in this way is really powerful. Okay, so how do I draw or write or make sense of my life story in a helpful way that serves me and those around me positively in my life? Okay, well, the first rule is there is no rule, as in there is no one way to document or make sense of our life story. Yeah, it's your version of events and it's imperfect and it's real and raw and messy. Some people, like me, like to simply draw it like a map with stick figures and symbols highlighting important junctions and relationships and crucible moments in our lives. We can name the chapters in a playful manner from, I don't know, the wonder years to falling off a cliff to falling in love. Yeah. Others like to write it out in kind of like a timeline, breaking their life into different chapters, which represent different stages of our growth and our life along the way. Some use therapy and therapists to interview them and encourage us to dig a little deeper. Yeah, especially if there's trauma from our past or stress in our present or blind spots that we just can't see. Yeah. Whichever way you choose, the goal is to make sense of our life story by identifying, acknowledging, accepting, and maybe forgiving or reframing unhelpful stories that aren't serving us well, and find meaning in these negative experiences, yeah, to grow from these dark times. And in doing so, our life story becomes a positive foundation for the next chapter and the next series of chapters. When approached in this way, it's easily the most cathartic and life-changing experience I or any of my clients have ever been on. It's the foundation for all our work at Mojo. And while it's emotional, it's also transformational. My second tip is all around compassion, because I had no idea how compassion could be a superpower here. Because we're typically really, really hard on ourselves when reflecting, and we need to be the exact opposite. We need to be kind to ourselves. Yeah, shit, we're all doing the best job we can here. So make the different forms of compassion your superpower. In the book, The Myth of Normal, Dr. Marte describes the only correct approach to making sense of our life story is through the lens of compassionate inquiry. And he describes the different types of compassion that can fundamentally alter our approach to our life story. Whether it's applying generous assumptions as a form of compassion, kind of asking what's the most generous assumption I can make by why that person acted that way, to recognizing that we're all imperfect, yeah, and full of struggle and in this together. Yeah, or maybe it's tapping into the compassion of possibility, yeah, using our life story as a platform to launch from and kind of realize our potential. Whichever compassion technique we use to inquire and investigate our life story, as long as we're compassionate, we'll begin to override this unconscious negative bias that a lot of our trauma was not our fault. Yeah, so it doesn't need to be our reality moving forward. Here's a little break while I enjoy my coffee. If you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, I don't want to just listen anymore, I actually want to do some of the work, then download the Mojo Crow app and start a course. And now, back to the episode. One of the most profound insights anyone can have when they're making sense of their life story is when they realize it's not personal. Yeah, this is where treating our life story from this independent and objective narrator is so helpful to separate our negative self-worth from the events in our life story. One of my favorite movie scenes of all time is in Good Will Hunting, when the psychologist, played by Robin Williams, tells Will those most famous four words. It's not your fault.
Look at me, son. It's not your fault.
I know.
It's not your fault.
I know.
No, no, you don't. It's not your fault.
I know.
It's not your fault.
All right.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Don't fuck with me. It's not your fault.
Don't fuck with me, all right? Don't fuck with me, Sean, not you.
It's not your fault.
The reason that scene was so powerful is because he needed to repeat those four words over and over and over again until they truly sunk in. When we can say those same four words to ourselves and believe it's not my fault, we start to let go of this weight we've been carrying around. Yeah, this is self-compassion at its best, and it's often the first step to letting go and moving forward. Another helpful tip relates to the specific questions we ask ourselves when we're trying to make sense of our life story. In order to find the right answers, we need to ask the right questions. For instance, asking, why was that experience bad, can be helpful, but asking, why am I bad, is unhelpful and hurtful. Yeah? The way we ask questions is so important to the meaning we gain and understanding our interpretation. For instance, rather than asking why was I picked on or why did this happen to me, I could simply ask, why were those people acting the way they did? Yeah, what was going on in their world? Yeah, what's the most generous assumption I can make about what was happening for them? And with this, I don't know, compassionate inquiry and curiosity, we can kind of develop an empathy for others and ourselves. Yeah, and potentially let go of our own shame stories, or at least some of its power over us. Yeah, we don't deny the events happened, but we don't attach our self-worth to those particular experiences. Often the power in reflecting on our life story is simply acknowledging or bringing awareness to certain events and experiences, yeah, rather than denying them or shutting them down or repressing or suppressing them. I don't need to necessarily fix or replace certain experiences or memories, but rather accept that it happened and then, little by little, decide to move on with my life. And once we realize that we actually have the power to choose, to decide which version serves us the best in our interpretation of our life story, we have the agency and autonomy to take control over the type of human we choose to be. This is when our life story becomes incredibly powerful. Yeah, whether it's remembering our earliest, happiest memory and deciding to show up from that carefree, adventurous, safe, and loved little boy or girl, or we simply develop a to-be list rather than a to-do list to remind us of the human we want to be today. Our life story can inform what we want to be and what we don't want to be moving forward. And from this place, we start to tap into our imagination and potential and dream up the most beautiful life for ourselves or our families or our work colleagues and stay curious to what it is we can be really good at, what we're really passionate about, and how we can make a difference in the world. And maybe, just maybe, be the best part of someone else's day along the way, without any guarantees or promises or expectations that any of it will turn out the way we think it will or the way we hope it will. But just know that it will all work out and we'll be okay. That's just called living. Yeah, as Dr. Seuss said, no one said it would be easy. They just promised it would be worth it. Okay, that's it for another episode of Mojo Espresso. And until next time, I will love you and leave you and see you on the other side in the soup. Bye for now.